Well, that probably leads us into, because there are certain undeniable truths about being a business owner. I actually look at the list and go, this is not just business ownership. This is ministry, if you're if you're in charge in leadership in a ministry, or family. I mean, there's so many applications to this. And, you know, I know Bill Arnold talked through some of them. And when I was going through the list, there's some that just jumped out at me and talked about that whole issue. You're talking relationship. Relationship, people are key. As a matter of fact, number 10 on your list, people, your company is people.
Yes.
Explain your thought behind that.
Well, the idea is that in order to deliver a product or a service, unless you're like Superman par excellence, you're going to have other people help you deliver that. And so how that product or service gets delivered is going to be highly dependent upon the relationships within the people within your company. I know of one company in Elk River, for example. It's a manufacturing company, 300 people. They're approaching $100 million a year in sales. And they are attributing most of their recent success over the last 3 years of going from roughly 50 or 60 million to almost 100 million in sales to the improvement in their culture and the relationships that they have on staff and the relationships that they have in their manufacturing floor. Business is all about relationships. And I didn't fully understand this when I was first in business. I thought it was about delivering a product or a service. Didn't really realize it was really about relationships.
You're kind of like me, because I'm, as I mentioned beforehand, a very task-oriented guy.
You
know, tote that barge, lift that bale, just get the job done. Create the product. And but there's the other people in the office, too, who are trying to tote their barge, lift their bale. We would be better to help each other.
Yeah, well, and you can tote that barge or lift that bale and do it in a way that builds relationships with other people or alienates relationships with other people. And when you're in the latter camp and you're alienating relationships, you're not going to last long in the company, and the customers aren't going to stay long with you either.
Let's move on to another one of the undeniable truths, jumping a bit down to number 13 on your list. Because, okay, if a business is people, there's an organizational structure, and you said right out, business is not a democracy.
Yeah, from an owner perspective, you cannot put up your core decisions to a vote. So some of the decisions that have to be made in an organization have to be made by the owner, and the owner's got to step up and make them, understanding that in most situations, to decide is somewhat to alienate. And so you just have to be willing to step up and make decisions. There are some decisions that you want your management team to make, or you want the department to make, or you want the project team to make. But there are other core decisions. They're yours, and they're yours alone, and you do not put them up for a vote.